Here I was dictating about Kolakowski, K-O-L-A-K-O-W-S-K-I, Gary. His date of birth is 10/23/1965. Telephone number 313-220-1067. However, this was all of a sudden a stop. I am not clear what has happened. So, in a stop, if I can give a short, Gary is a 59-year-old married Caucasian male living with his wife and daughter. For the last 3 weeks, he shows deterioration in his dysautonomia problem in the form of getting vertigo and lightheadedness with the problem of controlling his temperature, feeling hot and cold. And this happened with a little shift in her head. Yet, he is also due for cervical stimulator, and they are going to do it on December 17. He's already on a spinal cord stimulator at the lumbar region. Patient has several cardiac issues and have a pain, back pain issue for which he was taking methadone and pain medication. But he tried to avoid not to take too much pain medication. He was alert oriented, having good eye contact. Patient was seen, educated, encouragement, provided insight into his difficulties. He has not shown any suicidal homicide behavior and described that he has been feeling much better with the current medications and treatment. His mood is better, but his physical condition is deteriorating. Assessment major depressive disorder, multiple medical issues, continue with reality-oriented supportive therapy. Mr. Getty described his substance supply of the Wellbutrin, excellent 50 milligram daily. He just called the office for the prescription, prognosis guarded, end of dictation. Next relation, R. Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Syla, S-H-A-L-Y-S-A, date of birth is 6/11/1989, telephone number is 586-354-8053, subjective Ajita. Selsa is a 35-year-old Caucasian female who has recently delivered a baby about 1 month ago. She has 2 other kids. Yet, patient described that last Wednesday she was getting depressed and down, but today she is feeling better. She was prescribed Lexapro 10 mg daily from her gynecologist, who has been following her regularly during the period of pregnancy until delivery of the month. She has an appointment again with the gynecologist tomorrow. I further discuss about the depression in detail. She describes she is not feeling hopeless, helpless, worthless, no mood swings, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no anger or frustration towards her baby. I further educate her about the postpartum depression and anxiety. However, she described that she has been taking Lexapro since during the time of pregnancy prescribed by the gynecologist. She has been doing a breastfeeding. I explained that she has to be careful because she is taking amphetamine and this should be transferred to her baby. However, she described her gynecologist, Dr. Erin, E-R-I-N, knows about the situation and she has recommended to take Adderall 20 mg daily so that she can focus better and be productive at work. Also on Lexapro 10 mg daily. Peer risk benefit side effect I explained. Patient was alert oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Effect was approved. Speech was clear. No suicidal homicidal thoughts. No auditive visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. Her judgment sight is improved. Patient was educated every time during the time of pregnancy and she believes. She described that she has been doing all right and she will take whatever the risk is there. But without Adderall, she cannot focus and she cannot be productive. Assessment. Attention deficit disorder, depressive disorder and noise, rule out postpartum depression. Plan, I will give Adderall 20 mg daily and continue the Lexapro 10 mg daily prescribed by Dr. Erin, the gynecologist. Patient has been following regularly with her gynecologist. Prognosis guarded, end of dictation. 30-day supply was ordered. Next question on Davis Sabo. 6/23/1977, telephone number is 586-422-4800, subjective Ajita. David is a 47-year-old single Caucasian male, has been diagnosed schizophrenia chronic paranoid type. Patient has been having a lot of difficulty with the law. This is the third time. On last Monday, he was He went for a haircut and is distressed while he was driving. Police chased him and he ran towards the home, and as soon he reached home, his window was burst and he was arrested and put in jail for 4 days. He has to go to the court next Thursday. This is third time he was charged for flying and looting. Yet he indicated that he has seen by two judges. One, and his case is through the circuit court. One of the case he was dropped. My two cases is still going on. Yet I further explained that he has to be careful. He must be doing something wrong which might be causing problem. He denies that he indicated that he has an old car but does not do anything else. He was alert oriented during course of communication. He denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He has been taking flufenazine 5 mg tablet, one tablet twice a day, also on Zyprexa 20 mg daily. He denies any side effect of the medication. There was no TD, EPS or any involuntary movement. Patient was further discussed that I would like to see him in my office during next appointment, as most of the evaluation was done on audio call. Even he is not coming on video. Yet, I further discussed that he can come with his mother, father, and I can discuss more about his situation, to which is agreed. Assessment schizophrenia, chronic paranoid, compliance with the medication, recently arrested for legal problem. Patient described that he has his own attorney and will help him during the court hearing. A 30-day supply was ordered. All appointment was given 30 days. Prognosis guarded at end of declaration. Next, evaluation on Wendy Murphy Smith, Wendy Murphy, Murphy Smith. Her date of birth is 8/22/1962. Date of evaluation is November 18, 2024. Subjective agita. Wendy is 62-year-old, single, married, Caucasian female, has been treatment for bipolar disorder, has been doing good. She describes she is sleeping good, eating good, feeling much better. Her mood is always happy. Her back pain has improved. She denies any side effect of the medication. She describes she has sufficient supply of the medication for this month. Therefore, she does not want that prescription should be sent to the pharmacy. Patient is cooperative, attentive, appropriate, good eye contact, no irritability, agitation, no involuntary movement, no side effect on the medication. Patient was provided support, education, insight, and also appreciation about her compliance and follow-up. Assessment bipolar disorder, symptomatically stable, will continue with the supportive plan. Patient understands the need for the treatment. Verbal consent was obtained. Follow appointment was in 30 days, but medication was not ordered this time. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation.